Blog Talk Radio.
I don't hear you. Oh, well, I can't hear you on here.
you hear me on here? Can you hear me on my phone? Okay, go on and talk then. I just can't turn, maybe I can turn it up. Nope. I can hear you. And your mic is open. And you hear me down low. Mine won't come up no more than this. Maybe I can switch phones in here. Maybe this one needs batteries. Go ahead and talk.
Leave a message after the tone.
Okay, you in? I don't know what's wrong with the house phones. I don't know what's wrong with the house phones. Oh, you hear me? Okay, no. Wait.
I'm unmuted now.
Okay, yeah. Okay, that's what you had to do was unmute.
No, you unmuted.
No, Agba, go on and talk, please. Please, go on and talk. Okay. Everything seems to be connected now.
Umalay Satan Rajin. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله محمد رسول الله I'm only bear witness that testify there is no God but Allah and that Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah is the final prophet no more prophet to come he is the one that Jesus said will come after him and lead us in all truth and we find no one to fit that description of the description, but Prophet Muhammad and that. So we're here tonight at Block Talk Radio Station, the station that reminds you that what is the problem that the problem lies in holding an image up as God in the flesh. And we must remove this in order to have a decent and an upright earth to live on. We have to remove this for us, for us to become human beings instead of black and white people. Long we think we are black and white people, we will never make any progress. God never said he made any black people or any white people. And there's no black people and there's no white people that I ever seen in my life, according to Webster. I've seen some evil people and some extra evil people, but never have I seen any white people or black people, because there has been any white people, we would never have slavery. But the name itself, white means pure. And there's no pure people that enslaved anybody, who ever enslaved anybody. So we here tonight with Rock Talk Radio Station. We'd like to walk over my talk up with a prayer called El Fatiha. This prayer means to open. We'll open our talk up. And when we get through, we'll close it out with Al Nash, inshallah, God willing. So first we say it in the Arabic language, then we'll translate it into the English translation, inshallah. Humalay Shaitan Rajin. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Lightamin, a rock man, a rocking Malik, you me being. Ya can abu, ya can astai, and then it's the rock of Mustakin, the rock of Ladina, and to lay him. God, we may do, we lay him while it all in. I mean, we seek English translation. We seek protection from God, from the rejected enemy, Satan. With the name of God, God is most gracious and God is most merciful. God is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. God, please continue always showing us this great way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thou favors on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and none of those who go astray. We greet you once again in the greatest greeting of all the greetings that have been put in the world, and that greeting is Assalamu Alaikum, means God peace be with you. May God peace be on you, and obligate you and I to keep the peace. So we thank you for joining us tonight here on this broadcast radio station, where the whole concept is move all the racial images, make jobs, make schools that represent the respect for God. You know, get our children out of the public school where they took prayer out, and now you need prayer more than ever for the children to have, because the children are getting so disrespectful, so out of control. No respect for mama, because mama don't know how to act with respect. No respect for father, because father don't know how to act for respect, because mama and father is getting their raising their children from the TV, from the movies, the magazines. And that's the wrong place to go to find a ray, the new life that need to be in the world to make the world better. And we're looking at our children. We're looking at Hollywood. We're looking at type of person you see in the movie. Earrings everywhere, tattoos all over their body. All of this filth is coming from the TV, killing of each other, killing each other for nothing. That comes from the TV. That comes from the movie. And what the church is doing or the place of worship, they're sitting back waiting to bury that person that you call your child after his death. But for them to give you instruction on how to be firm as a mother and father, they won't do that because they're scared you won't put no money in the bowl, in the cup, in the hat when they pass. They're afraid they lose your money. And the only thing they say, they marry you and they'll bury you. So what is that? God wants you to learn how to live a long life and longer than your mother and outlive your father. For some children, they're not outliving nobody because of the route they take in living their life that the TV offered them. Do your own thing, baby. It's your thing. Do whatever you want to. God says he created you for one reason, and that's to serve him. You can't serve God naked. You can't serve God disobedient to your mother and father. You can't serve God lying and cheating and naked. And disrespectful. You're following the plan that Satan itself has put together. So we here to warn you. That's all we can do. We are not here to make anybody do anything they don't want to do. Whatever you want to do, it gonna come in sight. And whatever you strive for will come in sight. And it gonna reward you or punish you. And it's decent, it gonna reward you. If it's not decent, he's going to punish you somewhere down the line. I was looking at the news today. In New York, this Asian woman been a police 5 years. Shot her gay girlfriend, new lover. Ain't no love, that's filth. New luster. Killed her and shot her girlfriend and left him for dead. And her girlfriend survived. Now she 5 years gone down the drain because she couldn't walk away and try to find somebody else. They killed. Now her life ain't going to be worth a nickel almost. And she had to lose her good job that she been trained to be a police. What kind of police she was? Who was she with protecting and serving? She couldn't even follow her law, the law that they gave her. And she sure didn't follow the law of scripture where it said thou shalt not kill. She didn't follow the moral law either. God says it's wrong for a man, two men or two women to lay together. So she didn't follow none of that. So she was heading for destruction the minute and the time she took to follow that lifestyle. She was already heading for destruction. So we don't want more heading for that destruction. Then it'd be our job to remind them what God said. And when you shame to tell people what God said, you are really not completely be him. Because it's from God we return. It's from God that we came, and it's from God that we shall return, in inshallah. So I like to look into the queue and see who is there, who are there to share this information that we have with you all here tonight. We want to talk about business in the second half. If any man is the owner and the one who set this up, is Brother Hameen Muhammad. Don't bring the doctor in tonight. Then we will have the second half to talk about business. But if you bring the doctor in, then the doctor gonna bring the information that he have on what's going on in the world that will help us get ready and prepare for the world that's been to start. They're gonna start a world of robots, and you're gonna see robots pretty soon working in McDonald's, and all of them brothers and sisters who used to work in there, they're gonna be gone. And rightly, we deserve that because we have been begging for years, for over 100, over 40 years, 50, 60, 70 years. Let's come together and own our own business and take care of ourselves. And African Americans do not respond because they love the lie that other people tell them to keep us divided. And so now we're about to pay for that. Everything comes together. Squirrel come together. Snakes come together. Everything come together but us. Why we can't come together? Because we believe that God is a man and a Caucasian man. And because we believe God is a man, we can do whatever we want to. We're not responsible. Let's get a little education and we're on our way. Education supposed to lift you up and keep you morally connected to God. But anyway, let me bring someone else up and let them talk. Brother or sister Daya, you see anybody else in the queue? Okay, let me go see them. Hold on, forgive me. Just a moment.
Well, I see no one else in the queue that's indicate to me they want to say anything, so we'll keep this show going, keep this talk going. Because this is, see, you can't do this unless you serious. You can't do this work unless you totally serious about what you say and what you believe. I believe this message to, of concern, Rock Talk Radio Station, can help the illness and the sickness in the world. If it didn't, I wouldn't be on it. And I think once the word get out and they get bigger, people are going to respond to goodness and kindness. They're going to respond to what makes them you. So we keep working in our place. We're going to keep working, calling people back to the oneness of Allah, the creator of this creation. We're going to keep telling people about Imam Wahshuddin Muhammad, who brought us, who taught us more about Prophet Muhammad than any Arab or any person that was born, raised with Muhammad. Allah said, if you don't do the work, and talking to all of them, if you don't do the work, he'll pick another people. Because the work will be done on earth as it's done in heaven. We've been told that. And I believe that this work will be done by those who are sincere, who see the value of this religion, see the value of this method. Some people see value in a gold chain. They can tell you how much it's worth. They see value in a car, in a home, and all these diamond and a Rolex watch. But they put no value on themselves. They put more value on something that one day can be sold as junk. It has no quality because it's wore out. But put no value on their life. Put no value on their might be life after death. Most people, a lot of people don't believe that there's life after death. So as Muslims, followers of Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah, may God, peace and blessing be upon him, he said that life after death. Saying whatever you're doing in this world, it determines what Allah puts you in the next world. He have recorded everything that we have done from the day we born until the day we die. And then Almighty God bless you to see a recorder. He bless you to see something be recorded and being played over and over again. Now, if God got something that, if you got something they played over again, what do you think the Creator has? The Creator has everything and more that we see and better and never and last forever and ever. Everything we have is temporary. We are temporarily passing through. And whatever we are doing while we are passing through, we're gaining a record on our life. And when we meet the Creator of our life, we will be able. We have to stand up, and we have to see all of what we did while we was on earth. That's a merciful God. And he said, if your scale outweighed on the right side, outweighed the left side, then you're going to have problems. So we said, it's time for all of us to do right. We don't want to go to hell, especially after we done lived in hell. And that's what America has been for us, hell. We have lived in this hell, and we know we're passing through, so we're trying to do all the good deeds we can so we can be successful in on the other side. Because this temporary life that God have trusted us with. And since God have trusted us with this life, we know we in a test. It's like we get a test from the kindergarten all the way up to college. We want to pass the test. And the greatest test and the final exam of all the tests is that test that God has put on us to pass, and that test is not one of the things we have to pass, not to make no image of God, not to make anything with our hands and with mud or anything in the sky or anything in the water and call it God. We are obligated to pass these tests. Don't make no image of God. God left that in scripture so we can read, so we can also pass the test. You have given us a question and answer to all the tests, so you won't say, God, you won't be able to cheat the missed test. This test you can pass. If you fail this test, all the other tests you had on earth really didn't mean nothing. It was just inconvenience that you had to take on. So I'm going to get ready to bring on another co-host worker. My name is Brother Abdullah Akbar. I'm a co-host worker here. I'm by the saint, Hameen Abdul-Hameen Muhammad. Wife, Daya Akbar, is a co-host worker. And also, Sujah Muhammad is a co-host worker. Bring my other co-host worker up. Inshallah, Brother Sujah Muhammad, I have cut your mic on. You indicated that you were ready to speak. I cut your mic on. Brother Sujah, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. How you doing?
Assalam.
I'm
glad to hear you.
You got to go to school.
Yes, sir. You got to go to a clinic.
I'm gonna try to drive and talk for a few minutes. I'm driving.
Yes, sir. Yeah, okay. Well, go ahead, brother. As soon as you get to
Allah's name, most gracious, yes. Most merciful. I bear witness and testify that there is only one God, and I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad. It's the seal of the prophet. He's the messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. I'm trying to walk and chew gum at the same time. You know? But inshallah, I'm gonna watch this in traffic. But praises be to Allah. You know, it's like you saying, you know, this right here. This work that we are doing, asking for the removal of all racial images out of worship, is the same thing that all the prophets did. All the prophets did this here, and if you, if a person read the Quran, if they go through the book, and they just see. What were some of the things that the prophets did, and what did they concentrate on the most? You'll find out that it was false worship. It was teaching the peoples. You know, it's not to worship things that's other than God. And false worship is so bad that God said that that's one sin that He don't forgive. You know. So it's just that bad. It's just that bad. So it's amazing that it's the worst sin, and Christianity allows false worship. They allow for our false worship. You know, even though that's the worst sin. You know, they should. I tremble, you know, jumping out there like that and putting false gods out there like that and knowing this is going directly against God. So it just says something. It just says something to me, you know, for them to do a thing like that. And it's so a child can prove that it's false worship. No, not just us. We be over here almost, I mean, real regular. It's easy for us to prove that it's false worship. But just a regular person that don't study, don't have to make presentation, they can see. That this false worship that they're talking about and what they're doing. It's false worship. They're setting up God. They're saying that there's another God. you know. So that right there is a serious thing that the Christian is doing. And they are affecting a whole lot of people. It's a big sin because they're affecting so many people, you know. If they want to hold on to that position, you know, then boom. Y'all, excuse me. I'm trying to get over here. This person here don't have the light on at all. So I couldn't go out there. I couldn't make that turn. Coming straight up with the lights out. And it's dark here. So that's a serious thing. To put up ideals and concepts and talk about this is a religion. This is true religion. This is what Jesus taught, you know. And it's so easy. Mark say the gospel according to Mark. Luke say the gospel according to Luke. Matthew, the gospel according to Matthew. Anybody can read, get up the Bible, get a Bible, and that's what it will say. That's exactly what it will say. You know, so they are bold with it. They real bold with it. You know, they not afraid. You know, so they making this big old mistake, and seems like I don't pass my tongue here. Oh man. Yeah, I think I'm gonna pass my turn. I'm gonna have to turn around.
Allah Akbar.
So praise be to Allah. We thank Allah. Yeah, let me get off here right here. Jump off right here. I'm way over here by Southern College, Southern University, on the Scenic Drive. I done made a wrong turn, so I got to go back. I passed my stop. So alhamdulillah, I'm gonna turn it back over to you all, and let me get on the highway. Let me concentrate on that, I open up in peace. I'm going to close up in peace, you know, with the name of Allah, most gracious, the most merciful. And I thank Allah for this opportunity. And again, I pray that Allah bless you all with something that was said, and that we can use it, you know. We can get it and check it out. You know, anything we say, we want you to check it out and prove that it's wrong. That's where you do it. You know? And it's not no bad thing. You know, check it out and prove that it's wrong. That's the only way you're going to find out the truth. We have to check each other. I don't want to be putting nothing out here going to take me to hell. You know? So alhamdulillah. Okay now, I'm finished. Okay then, so I'm gonna inshallah. I'm gonna close up, and say assalamu alaikum.
Well, thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
What he just done is show love. As a man going to a masjid and be with other people to make a decision to make the world better, but he had a few minutes to stop in to share love with us. So we thank Allah for any of all of us who show love for each other, because that's what love is. A love ain't you looking at somebody, they looking at you and they say I love you. That's they lying. Love when the bills come. Love when the rent and the mortgage do. Love when the refrigerator is moving. Because you take all that away, where's the love? Huh? So we've been miseducated. We have been lied to by those who just want to deceive God, but they only deceive themselves, because God is bringing in truth today, he's bringing it to today quicker and faster than anything that we can imagine. Allah says in Surah 3, Al Aram, Allah says, Surah 3, Ayah 60, 61, and 62, Allah says, Bismillah, Rahim, the truth comes from this, thy Lord alone. So be not of those who die. If anyone disputes the matter with thee, now after true knowledge has come to thee, said, come, let us gather together our son and your son, there is no God except Allah, and Allah is his deed and not power. Really, Allah has spoken. And Allah has given us in this very book, don't make no image of him. And they done did that. They done did that. And God told them not to do it, and they did it anyway. They know the problem. War, rules of war, family breaking up on little small matters. You hold God up, and that God is in an image that don't look like it. Those people don't become sincere. They're going to become sincere. They know that. And that's why you got people calling themselves white and black. One has been full of the inferior person, and one has been in the role of the superior person. This is what Satan brings about. This confusion, separation, hate for one another. You know, if you hold God up in the image, and God got great hair in the image, you are like your courage. You're going to, if the image got some thin lip, you're going to hate big lips. They know that. They know all of that. So that's why God said, don't make no image of me. And look how much problem we having with race. How many African Americans every day are losing their life to the people who supposed to be preserving their life? How many women and children been hurt by that image? Call themselves white people, but would throw a baby down and a little girl and handcuff it, or old lady and handcuff that old lady. I'm not trying to appeal to your emotion. I'm trying to appeal to your thinking. Because where did it come from? Why don't go away? Why we can't get rid of it? Because it's rooted in religion, false religion. It's false religion to hold God's son up on a cross. God got a son. That's ridiculous. That's a savage. They said the creator of this creation got a son. What it do? Bald, buried, evil, wicked human being. And that's what the Caucasian man has been over. And what kind of man would bring you, steal you from your land, bring you to another land, put you on a block and sell your mama to Arkansas, sell your granddaddy to Mississippi, sell your children to Louisiana, sell your grandmama to Georgia. What kind of person would do something like that? The person that don't believe in God, the person who loves lies, who loves weak ideas and wrong thinking, that's the kind of person who done that. When you hear the script about Jesus, it's like hearing a movie coming out of Hollywood. Oh, he died for your sins. He's coming back. Huh? He was born. He can walk the water. He died and he returned, and he's coming back to save you from your sins. Don't that sound like a script you can read and a movie coming out of Hollywood? So, brother, truth is clear from falsehood. And then the Quran is very clear about all the falsehoods. The Bible got some truth in it because Satan didn't take all of that. He left enough in there for you won't be able to tell God that Satan made you do it. God said, don't make no image. Then it said, you got an image of God. So Satan didn't make you do it, told you not to do it. He told you what God said, but you still got an image. Or you make yourself an image. Take all your clothes off. Lead some man in temptation. You done made an image out yourself. You don't want to be a mama. You don't want to be a father. You done picked up the wrong image of a human being. God says in the Bible that it's best to get married than burn. Huh? Do you believe that? Scripture says if you disobey God, you're going to have some problems. So that means you might burn. Do you want that? You've been in this deceitful world all these years? Look how many people have been deceived, been tricked. They put tattoos all over your body. God gives you a beautiful body, but you go tattoo it all up. And the men, you can't tell them from women because they got more earrings on them than the women got. They look like female, almost like female, with a beard, with big muscles, with all them earrings in their ear. Some got crosses coming out their ear. And you going to tell me Satan is not doing a masterful job on the people? But we here to tell you his time is up. And because his time is up, we have an opportunity to get rid of him. But it's going to take love and respect, concern, trust in each other. One of the main ingredients plantation life took away from us and gave us was distrust for each other. And we ain't never going anywhere long we don't trust each other. And so you know that. So we appeal to you tonight. We're calling you back to one God. And we pray. We're praying that you hear. We're not trying to be nobody's leader. Prophet Muhammad is the leader. Christ Jesus led you to Prophet Muhammad when he said, it's speedier that I go away. If I not go away, the comforter cannot come upon you. You're talking about no other than Prophet Muhammad. Check it out. If you believe and you love your life, you like investing in your life, and this is one investment that you don't want to miss, check out the life. Check out what Prophet Muhammad did. Check out what Jesus Moses did. Now all these men pointed to someone coming after them, Moses, Abraham, all of them. They did not complete the mission because the image was still there. Prophet Muhammad moved all the images. And now you in America, you only got three images that they made, Father, Son, and the Ghost. So they eliminated a lot of images. And we the ones been given the opportunity to get rid of all the rest of the false images, Father, Son, and the Ghost. And we can get rid of them overnight. So the Father is one who got a Son, and the Son is who has a father. A ghost is nothing, what Webster said, a ghost is nothing but a figure of the person
who thinking about it, imagination. So let's work hard. Let's look and see if anybody else in the queue. Daya, is anyone else in the queue? Huh? So we're here tonight, and we'll be here after tomorrow. We take the day off Friday, and we'll be back Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday again, talking about to move this image. And we ain't going to stop until it's gone out of the world. We ain't going to stop. The African-Americans take their place in businesses and building and taking care of the animals all over again and being good fathers and mothers. We are not going to quit till we see everybody a good father and mother. We're trying to kill a mentality. We're not trying to kill the humanness, the human being, the good human being inside what God put. We're trying to kill that mentality that have been connected to Satan itself. We try to kill that Satan mentality that's been given to most of us, and we don't realize it not. But once we realize it, if we got any sense at all, we'll get rid of that mentality, jealous, envy, selfish, greed, and all the rest of the problems that this image is making. So we thank you. So I'm going to let my – Daya, you want to read something tonight, baby? Okay, well, soon as my wife get through, she come in, she going to do some reading. Okay, so we're gonna keep rolling because we got something to share. We have got something that we want to share with the world. Imam Washuddin Muhammad, he left us with the knowledge. He said he wrote a book called about Satan and his influence. Satan and its handiwork. And I'll be sharing that with you, that what he said, because I think we're here to the scheme of Satan. What is the scheme of Satan? He is to defeat the God conscious that God put in every man and woman. The conscious that they need to survive in the circle that Satan wants to be in. Huh? So we want to defeat the scheme of Satan. His alcohol, his drugs, his nudity places, like the bars that you go see our women sliding up and down a pole naked. And men putting hundreds, $5, $10, and $1 in a G-string. We got to beat that. He's the only person who will make something like that. Not no good person, not no person that believe in God would make a play. A man is called a jinn. He believe in God, but don't believe he should pray to God. He believe in God, but don't believe in the human being. He believe the human being is weak and should be mistreated, abused, and manipulated, and be done any way that Satan sees he need to do to the human being. And what is it? And what is Satan? Satan is any man, any woman that take on weak ideas, take on wrong things, and tell a lie. You can't describe Satan no better than that. Wrong thinking, weak ideas, and he's full of, or she's full of lies. So God said, know the truth. Pray for the truth. Pray for goodness and do good. This world wants you to think that you're a weak person. If you do that, they call you a chump, a weak man. It says a weak man that don't cheat on this woman. This is the idea of Satan paint.
is a woman who thinks she miss Goody Two Shoes, who don't cheat on her husband just a little bit. That's what saved her. That is the kind of pressure he want to put on you or any other people or people by making them think they're weak and not good, thinking better. That's what Satan's job is, to make you think thinking you better than somebody because you pray 5 times or you pray 1 time a day. That's Satan. Oh, you think you better than somebody else. Satan come to you, ask you to go to a club. You know, you're green. No, you don't go to the club because you want to do what God said do and you want to live. A lot of people go in them clubs, they don't come out because foolish people there with a gun, shoes, knocking over tables, hitting people with balls. They get hit. They weren't doing nothing. But that's what happened when you disrespect what God wants you to have. I was in a bar one time, many, many years ago, as I was coming into religion. I stopped in there to see the people dancing. A lot of people can dance. As I was sitting at the bar, I wasn't drinking nothing. I was just being nosy. It looked like where I was sitting at, it was like the sea opened up. It opened up. And the guy who was looking to hurt the guy that was going with his girl, he thought it was me. He looked down there and thought it was me. And so when I seen that, I'm getting ready to defend myself because I know I ain't done nothing, but I know I had no business in there. That's what struck me the most. I had no business in there. I shouldn't have even stopped to entertain somebody watching somebody dance. As he started to approach me, big guy. I'm not that big. He big guy. Now I'm going to fight because I ain't scared. I'm going to fight. But as the guy started toward me, the girl said, he ain't the one. And when she said that, he seen the real guy over there, and he went at him. That was my chance to get out of there, and I got out. And I never returned to another one of those said negroes. The God give you a chance, and you don't take your chance as a new beginning, you're going to find yourself repeating that again because you believe that was bad luck. Ain't no such thing as bad luck. God, Allah is with you. Allah is against you. And you don't need Allah. Allah said, when anyone is against you, the whole world cannot help you. And when Allah say he's with you, the whole world can't do you no harm. So that's a charity from Allah. So that was when I seen that person get there, I won the person, I got out of there and never returned. So Allah has been protecting you and me, many situations. So we hope that we stay on the course. We start being better to each other. You can't be a father. All your children grown. You can't be a father to your child no more. He grown. Then see a child and take up that with mother and father will allow you to play a part in his life. Because there's so many proverbs out there that a lot of people won't let you talk to their children. You have to be small. You have to get permission. John Wayne Gacy, he killed over 30, 40 young people and buried them in his basement. And didn't think nothing about it when they caught him. A man that played a clown. So we live in a wicked world. Produce people like that. And when you look at Halloween, all the madness that it produced, people putting on masks, running and screaming and hollering and scared, trying to be scared or being scared, that don't make no sense.
And many times people get hurt from that foolishness. But that's what they earn. The scripture says you get exactly what you earn. And whatever you strive for will soon come in sight. And the Bible says like this, you reap what you sow. In other words, you can't sow good and don't get good. If you sow wrong, wrong going to be your own undoing. Because you reap wrong. You did wrong. You got what wrong gets you. And so you reap what you sow. You're going to be very sorry you did. So let me go look in the queue one more time and make sure there's someone that we ain't missing. We had almost at the top of the hour. I haven't heard Imam. I hadn't heard Imam. Heard Brother Hameen Muhammad come in yet. I hadn't heard nothing from him. And he's always around. And he always let you know when he has something he wants to say. And we appreciate Hameen Muhammad for allowing us to continue with this Broad Talk radio station. And we all should bring someone back. Every week, every day, we should bring some new people back. Invite somebody, make some flyers up and pass them on, pass them around the neighborhood. We need this word to need to be sharing with others. We're not here trying to get nobody to join no religion or join nothing in religion. We already got religion. We want them to take on joining up on the righteousness that God has given all of us so we can work together, be in a race for all that is good. So let me take a look in there, too, and make sure there's no one in there. Let me go take a look.
So we still see our brother Sujah. He must hadn't got to. No, he hadn't got. Turn on your automatic virus scan. So now we have someone in. Yes. So we still rolling here, and we still thanking Almighty God for being on this Broad Talk radio station. Message of concern. We'd like to say, Humanly Shaitan Radim, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Ashadu Ilah, Hilah, Illallah, Ashadu Ilah, Muhammad. We always want to thank Allah for this opportunity. Because we are here on God's earth because of His permission. He is testing us. And see, as we word of the great reward He have kept hidden from us all these years. You know, you think there's some gold that you had never seen. And the reason you had never seen it, because God got something greater for you. And I can tell you that, but that shouldn't stir you or make you more praying or do more fasting. But that should make you more conscious aware that He is a creator. And He has allowed you to be on this earth to test you. Give you a brain, five senses, and then give you opportunity to make it in the wilderness. If you weren't here, you were here today, that means your mother or your great-great-grandmama, your granddaddy, somebody sacrificed so you could still be here. Because this used to be a rough place to live in. Wasn't much food, wasn't much love, wasn't much joy. There was a church on every corner preaching love of Jesus, but we never got the chance to love each other because to love Jesus is to love yourself. We are all Jesus. Jesus said, you and me and I'm in you. So we all are Christ. So we are here tonight to keep hope alive, to keep working and try to build this society that we are living in. So everybody can have an opportunity. We're all God people. All life matter. And when you said black life matter, it's not talking about me. It's not talking about the people who said that. I wish black life did matter. We wouldn't have black life being shot down every night, all day long by people that's called themselves black. So black life matter to who? All life matter. When you said black life matter, here come the Chinese saying Chinese life matter. So Satan know how to divide and conquer. Had a Caucasian already said blue life matter, police life matter. So they don't get beat down by the police. They can sit in. They know the police is not going to stop them and throw them down like a dog, shoot them with an electric gun. They know the police is not going to do a dog like that because they know the police know that they will lose their job if they did us like they did a dog like they did us. The dog got civil rights. We the ones don't have any rights. We living in America that's existing. And those of us who got money, got mansions, got 5 or 6 cars, got money in the bank, we that been marginalized. And when those people who don't come together don't like us, like Beyonce, they would have come together and not like Beyonce and the woman, JJ, whatever my name, whatever. They are coming together and take everything they got, just like they did Bill Crosby. They loved Bill for so many years. And when Bill made a mistake, then they went back on the mistake he did 20 years ago, put this man in jail. Huh? And you still want to call them white people? OJ learned right quick. They loved him long he was running through airports, marrying Caucasian women. And he's still doing that because any man don't like his mother, that's where he turned to another ethnic group, don't look like his mother and marry. And that's come from that image. That come from that false image of God. You don't like the person that brought you in this world. You don't like your hair, your nose, the color of your skin. It comes from that image. It comes from that they are made a standard of beauty in the Caucasian race. They hold that race up as a standard of beauty. Miss America, Miss Universe, Miss this, Miss that. Showing you she's a queen in London, in England, a queen. She ain't no queen of mine. When you wake up, you see all the fog in that. And that's why they don't like Muslims. They ain't no Muslim ain't gonna bow to no one but God. They ain't gonna bow down to no queen. Call somebody king. God is the king. And God said don't worship nothing but him. Muslim follow them. Even at death they follow them. You don't worship no man. But you go into some of these people that got crosses all over their walls, got a picture of a man called Jesus, looks like the slave master from the kitchen to the bedroom to the bathroom to the in the dining room, in the living room. Why? Because they done been made inferior. And then when you bring them truth, you got to almost kill them because they've been lied to so long. When the truth comes, it starts burning them up and they get angry. And they get real angry, especially after they've been eating that hog. After you've been eating willy, eating pork, and God told you to stay away from it, and the reason he told you to stay away from it, he's going to make you angry. You eat it, and you get angry. You put a little alcohol in it, you get real angry, and then you want to kill somebody. And they know that. That's why they fed it to us on the plantation. That's why Wendy's and all these Burger Kings and all these places are selling hog and putting it on the burgers. But they want you to get angry. And like Muhammad Ali, he whooped everybody that got in his way when he made them angry. When he couldn't make them angry, they whooped him. So look, we're going to keep rolling with this show. I see we got our email from this Message of Concern show. I see he's up. And all he got to do is match one, and I'm going to bring him on. And because he deserved to be listened to, he is the imam of LaGrange, Georgia. Then he'd be an imam if he'd come to Tennessee. They invite him to come to Tennessee and speak. He's an imam there. He's an imam in his house, and he's an imam when he with me. My brother, Ibrahim Abdullah, from Atlanta, Georgia, coming from the north, or I think Philadelphia, Detroit, coming from there to Atlanta, and then from Alabama to Atlanta, and now he's back in Atlanta. So I'm gonna bring on our imam. We don't try to build nobody up. Imam told us not to do that. But we have to tell the truth. And I'm going to bring on Brother Ibrahim Abdullah from Atlanta, Georgia. As-salamu alaykum and Juma Mubarak, Brother Ibrahim Abdullah.
Wa Juma Mubarak, do you? As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
I only been witness to testify, nothing to deserve or to worship except Allah alone, who has no associates, no partners. And I only been witness to testify that Prophet Muhammad, who Jesus prophesied would come after him, is his last messenger and prophet. And it makes sense if he's the last prophet, he had to come with the last revelation. So he came with the last revelation, now we're in the judgment. I'd just like to say to my sisters and brothers, thank you for letting me have a few words. And we all would like to say, with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, we seek refuge in that one that created all of us. Like my big brother said last night, you see this creation, it couldn't be a creation if it wasn't a creator. Some had to create all this, and we look at a lot of things, and we just marvel at it. We just, you know, it just lifts us up, our spirit, just to look and say, wow, I wonder how Allah did that. But anyway, I'm going to make one point from the scripture, from the Bible right quick, to clarify something, and it's real clear what Jesus said. Allah, please be pleased with him and peace be on him. He was told by God, and all the prophets said this, that God said, worship me. He said, worship me in spirit and truth. He didn't say worship him no other way. So how did the image power come about then? You know what? See, we knocking scripture down. If scripture said that, then you have to ask yourself, what is the meaning of all the other stuff that they made up to sidetrack us from everything that God said do and don't do? Just ask yourself that question. When God said in the scripture, worship me in truth and in spirit. Now, something is wrong. And if an image is false, well, who created the false image? Who brought it about when God said don't do it? It was the false people. The people that done it is the people that don't really believe in God. They don't believe in nothing that God really said in the scripture. They just use the scripture to trick you, to get you to bend over to them. And come their way. They heading to hell. That's why we come in and say we hold it. That ain't what God said. But I ain't no but. Your book say so and so and so and so. So if your book say this, why are you doing that? Huh? That's hypocrisy. You want to lure me in to something that you don't even believe in yourself. That you don't even have faith. That's why you brought up these images, false idols and stuff, cause you false. And you got a false mentality. You don't think nothing exists beyond you. I'm talking to the Caucasian, but I'm talking to my brother and sister to try to get us an understanding, to try to get us an understanding. That's why the false image stuff come in and the idol worship come in, cause they false and idol worship themselves. And they've been doing it since they've been on the planet. And then when God revealed to all the prophets what to do and what not to do, they went against it. And they got you going against God. Now, but yet you say you love God. But Jesus said, God said, love him and respect him and worship him. You worship God in spirit and in truth. Now, how easy is that? That's very easy. In spirit and in truth. And we, you can't do it in the spirit and have the truth because you're not following the spirit of truth. You're following the Satan. That's why you can't do it. You are doing it the same way the people that brought about these images, the one who put you in slavery with the images and all the items and stuff that they done brought about, all the false holidays they done brought, and every holiday they brought, we go read in the scripture and show you what God said, don't do it. And then you still follow. So you have to ask yourself in sincerity, is something wrong with my psyche? Yes. We can answer that without any hesitation. Yes, something wrong with it. Anytime you go against God, open eyes, with your eyes open. You ain't going against God with your eyes closed because we eye openers. We the ones that come and take the candle open and open your eyes up with it so you can see what God is saying. And we pull the plug out your ear so you can hear what God is saying. Yes. You going into the thing, eyes open. What you call that? That's a fool. That's a fool. But yet you say, oh, I love God. Lord, please help me tomorrow. I got a bill to pay. I don't know where the money comes from. Oh, Lord Jesus, first thing you do, throw Jesus in there. And Jesus told you to worship God. But see, you don't have the faith to worship God in truth and spirit because Satan took all that away from you. Otherwise, you don't have the strength to rise up in the morning to praise your Lord. You don't have strength in the afternoon, in the evening, and before going to bed to praise God in truth and spirit. You're weak, and you have to admit that to yourself. See, first thing you do wrong is try to deny yourself, and the second thing you do wrong is that you're falsely to your own self. If God say do a thing a particular way, why aren't you trying to do it? Why aren't you trying to do it? Put forth an effort to correct your life and view what God is saying over what man is saying. Once you come into knowledge of what God has said, then man should, what man says should be no problem. You can wipe that aside the wall and say, no, it go this way. You've been telling me going this way, but no, God said go this way. So why are you so forceful? Why are you so forceful in pushing me to go against God? That's what you got to ask yourself. Why I'm so weak to lean toward this devil that's been getting me to go against God since I've been over here in America on this planet? Why? Why? Now my eyes became open, and I see the truth. And when I get ready to take that step, here comes Satan with something that you know you like them neck bones and green. See, them old Muslims over there. They don't eat no pork. You know you like them pork chops. Yeah, you know gonna have that bacon in the morning, sausage, and grits and egg. But you can have that if you go over there with them. Yes, you can. You can have them because they got them in turkey and chicken now. Because you don't have to worry about that. We got turkey necks, smoked turkey legs, smoked turkey wings that you put in your greens. Don't that sound good? Smoked turkey wings and put in your greens. And then you got a meal. So you can make Satan a lie. They got chicken, turkey bologna, chicken, turkey hot dogs, beef bologna. Allah has made it available for us to eat healthy the best way we can until we get our own. So on that note, until we get our own, that brings us to the point of business. See, all these things I just talked about up to the point of till we get our own, is showing you why we need our own. It's an imperative that we have our own. Not so we can go out and stick our tongue in our head, we got our yelling. No. Not to brag, but to glorify God. Ask him to continue to keep on blessing us where we can have the businesses to supply the things that we need to save our life. Where we can supply people with toilet tissue, paper towel, kitchen, deodorant, soap, stuff to keep your house smelling good. Help your children learn the right way how to eat properly, how to clean yourself properly, how to wash the hands and stuff properly. I seen a movie tonight, girl ran right in the house, coming off the street, went straight to the refrigerator, opened up, and got some chairs or something out of it. Now, you done did that when I was coming as a child. My mom would have knocked you in the floor. We don't have no control over our children. The TV had taught our children bad habits, and you sit there and let the habits continue to grow in them. So they said, wait a minute, hold it. When you come in this house, from now on, you hear me? Do you hear me? Yes, ma'am. You wash your hands before you go in my refrigerator. And first of all, when you wash your hand, you ask me for what you want in there. Do you understand me? Yes, ma'am. That's how you raise your child. That's how you make your child responsible and respect you and respect your rules in your house until they get done. So you see the necessity that we need these things. Everything we talk about, you brush your teeth, you got a toothbrush. You pick your teeth, you got a toothpick. We need those things that we can have for ourselves. See, they're going to somebody and getting it, they don't care nothing about us. Don't care nothing about us. This man is about, he's not about anything but money. That's all he's about. That's why all these false holidays, he drain you. And like I said, if the holiday come in on a Friday, when money comes, you call somebody, ask for a few dollars so you can pay your water bill, or so you can pay your light bill, or you can pay your gas bill, and you don't spend $1,500 on your children and stuff they're going to tear up. They got six bikes in the backyard right now that you don't bought a bike every year. Instead of making them learn how to fix the bike and prepare it like our father did us. We should know how to take the sprockets out, put a seven sprocket in, a two sprocket. We should do all that to our bikes. And we love and appreciate it, our father and mother buying us a bike. But y'all buy bikes every year. Every year. That's crazy. You're not thinking. Your economic mind is dead. That's why Satan is so good and tricking you every year. Falsely, he'll bring you his money. And then you go back and tell your children a lie that Satan Claus brought it to them. That's the true part of it. But Santa Claus brought it. All the hard work you done did for a whole year to try to provide for your family, give them something, here you go and give all the glory and praise and respect to a Caucasian, to your children. Oh, Santa Claus brought this for you, and you know you lying. And soon the child grew up, and you ask him a question, and he tell you the opposite. You don't see him do it, but don't you lie to me, but then you lie to them? That's how they learn how to lie. Listen at you. And then they grow older, and you know they're going to grow up, and say, wait a minute, why they tell us about this Christmas stuff, this Easter stuff, all this Halloween, all this stuff is false. But you taught them how to lie. You taught them how to scheme or try to scheme to get out of something they did. So we need to be in a situation where we can govern ourselves. We can police ourselves. We can have our own juvenile detention, and we can be able to work in that ourselves and try to curb the false mind and concept that our children have before we let them go back on the street. I'm not going to drag you out. Our time is short. And I know we got other people want to come on. But I just want to say that. Remember that, what Jesus said. He said, God said, worship me in truth and spirit.
You got
so
another 10 minutes.
It other way,
you got another 10 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. If you doing anything outside of that, then you're wrong. You're wrong. If you're going against God. He said, worship me in truth and spirit, and you're doing it some other kind of way, you're wrong. What is it going to take to get you to open up your mind and accept the fact that you've been tricked, that you've been duped, and you think you're the slickest thing on the planet? You think you're slick in a can of oil, but yet you don't want to be getting tricked. But all this stuff that don't mean anything, that don't mean us any good, don't mean your children. And I thought your children was the most precious thing to you. How can our children be the most precious thing to us when we teach them a lie and we confirm the lie in them? We tell them Christmas, we tell them all this crap is a lie. You help them become liars. See, you help them become little devils before they can get out their diapers. should have you corrected them as they come along. I thought you said it was a precious thing to you, my baby. All that labor you went through, all that pain and stuff you went through, and you want to bring that child out to a false world to have a false mentality. To have a mind, a creative mind, where it doesn't respect you. All the labor you done went through, don't you know that's a harsh feeling for a child to tell his mama, oh, B, shut up. Oh, the hell with you. Don't you know how that affects the mother? But remember, you taught him that. Don't be going talking about where you get that from. He got it from you or your daddy. He got it from somebody. So we got to put a curb on things in order to be successful. If you let them have their holiday, we start saving our money, try to get some type of business in our little community where we can patronize with each other, you'll see how respected we would be and how far ahead we would be. I ain't trying to be behind nobody, and I ain't trying to be equal to nobody. Allah said for us to be ahead. I want to be ahead. Why? Because God's word is ahead. So I thank you for listening, brothers and sisters. We come to you in peace. We'll leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alayka as-salam. Wa alayka as-salam.
Yes, sir.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Beautiful. Means great. Allah is the greatest, the great.
Oh, Akbar.
Allah said there's not a leaf that fall off a tree that don't get his permission, that he don't allow, that he don't know about. How can man come equal with that? No way. God said every leaf that fall off a tree. And he says that every tree and every ocean with ink, and you add another ocean, you will never be able to use those pencils and use up all the ink in the sea to equal the Al-Quran. You will never be able to come up with a book that's equal to the Quran. Now that is a boasting. It really shape your mind to realize that there is something greater in this creation than yourself.
That's right.
Yeah, the reason we are not in businesses, a big structure like Walmart, a big structure like Sears and other places. Because a mastermind have came and diluted or led us away from that. You can't have racism. You can't have superiority and false superiority if you want the world to be unequal. You can't have that. To make the world a better place, you can't have that. To make the world a better place, you got to have freedom, justice, and equality for everybody on the earth. If you ain't got that, you got people with evil minds, evil intentions, will tell you about somebody overseas have did something wrong and get you all riled up, and then you go over there and kill that person. And years later, you found out that you was only following a lie. They have called us Muslims, even in America, terrorists. And the only thing we ever cared was a bean pie in a Muslim journal. But they call us terrorists. Why did they do that? They want you to hate the righteous. Just like they want you in the days of Jesus to hate him. And they came out and said he was a bad man. He is no good. And the only thing he have done was trying to help people get their life and their family life and work and do good with their life. And they said all of that about him. And then you read what it says in the Bible. They brought him and put him in jail for something he didn't do. They found him guilty for something he didn't do. They took and nailed him to a cross for something he didn't do. Now, when you take a good look at the African-American people, we have been just like Jesus. We have been nailed to the cross. Our economic arm, our economic arms have been nailed to the cross. Our get up and go and make progress using our feet have been nailed to a cross. Been nailed to an idea that we ain't no good. We are niggers. We are less than three-fifths of a human being. We have been nailed to the cross. And we ain't coming off that cross until we said there ain't no God but Allah. Until we said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad un Rasulullah. We ain't coming off that cross. We gonna stay put. That's why the prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah had to come. And they don't want you to know about prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah. After Jesus told you he was coming, Jesus said, I got to go away in order for the spirit of truth. If the people were just, was honest, they would say, Jesus said, I got to go away because Muhammad got to come. But they ain't put that in there. They said spirit and truth. So, brother, we've been blindsided by the best of the blindsider. We've been given information, or we've been given lies, just like you get from Hollywood. Jason, Freddy Krueger, Elm Street, all these crazy people going around killing people. Frankenstein. What do Frankenstein represent? It represent us. Huh? We was innocent until they shot that juice in us. And when we shot that juice in them, we decided to tear the town. Tear up our homes. Huh? Have we done that? Tear the house up, not holes in the wall. Live in a house with holes all in the wall. The glass broke out the window where the cold can come through the window and freeze you almost to death. Made a Frankenstein out of us, a vampire out of us. But we want to suck each other blood. We want to put each other down, backbite each other. Allah said he would never change our condition until we change what's in our hearts about each other. If we want to change the chain, we're going to have to change ourselves. Because the one who put us in this condition is leaving us on the side of the road. And they ain't got time to pick us up and help us get better. They ain't going to do it. So they leave us sick with the idea that Jesus, a man who was born from Mary, a human being, that God sent by Mary. And no, he didn't have a father. But God do what he need to do. And he know why he was doing it. And he sent Christ Jesus. And Jesus said after he sent him and did all that good work, said that work people know him not. He didn't know Jesus. He said, I'm in the world, but the world knew me not. And he said, speedy it that I go away. In order for Prophet Muhammad to come. But these preachers are not going to teach that. They're going to keep you in darkness. They're going to keep you shouting, singing about a man who did a great work for one God, and they're going to turn around and make him God. And he's a God that got killed and nailed to a cross. Man, they all be ashamed. Somebody got to pay for all them lies, and they will pay. God said, no one leave this earth without getting God's judgment. Do you believe that? I believe that. So I'm here to remind all of us that we must do right. We send our children to school for all them years, public school, just to get a job. Not to come back and make no job. When the public school get through with them, they don't have no ambition to make jobs for their own people. The ant cannot live like that. No creatures that work together, a fox that work together cannot live together being an individual. They had to work together in order to survive. We work against each other and think we survive. I'm a Muslim, you're a Christian. Then you got Muslim working against Muslim, so-called Muslim. Because a real Muslim love for his brother what he loves is for himself. A real Muslim love all his brother what he loves for because God say none of us going into paradise until we love. Until we love for our brother what we love for ourselves. We love our Christian brother. And that's why we speak so hard and so long and speak to them direct. Not to make them a Muslim, but make them know that they need to be a better Christian. And they will never be a better Christian praying to a man, calling Jesus God. They will never be the top of a real Christian. They will always be pagans in their religion. There's a pagan religion that holds anything up and call it God. That's a pagan religion. And we know we got to get rid of the pagan religion for the true religion can exist here in this world. So we thank Allah for this Black Talk radio station given to us by Hameen Muhammad coming out of California. We thank him. And we pray that Allah continue to give us the spirit to do the best we can with it while we have it. You don't want to go before God talking about, please let me go back. I know I could do better. Because it ain't going to happen. God said there was some that asked to come back into this cycle. And he told them, by looking at your works, it don't indicate that you will go back and do anything different. So don't think you're going to come back. You got to do all the good while you can do it. Because all the good going to go to paradise or reward you or be ready to punish you. Whatever you send for, that's what you're going to meet when you get there. So we thank Allah again. We say Allahu Akbar, God is the greatest. We said El Islam means entire submission to do the will of God. Muslim is one who submits his will to do the will of God. And God said he created nothing else. That everything, every tree, every ant, every animal, every thing you see in the sky, everything you see in the water, everything you see on earth is what he created to submit to his will. And the human being is the only one that can submit or don't submit. He or she had that right. They can submit to God. They can submit to a car. They can submit to money. They can submit to a whole lot of foolish things. But that be a choice they make. And we know once truth come to them, then they have another choice. And that's what we're trying to do, bring them the truth and pray that they grab that truth and live the life so we can all enjoy each other instead of being afraid. We shouldn't be afraid of each other. We shouldn't be scared to be nice to each other. We shouldn't be scared to tell each other what was good for each other. The brother that mentioned, poor. God said, don't eat it, don't touch it. Now, if you do opposite of that, you say, I'm grown, I do whatever I want to, it's my thing. If I want to eat some pork chops, or I want to eat some ham hock, I want to eat some chitlin, then you have the right to do it. But let me tell you, your right is killing you. Your right is making you the disease. Your right is making your limb weak, running your blood pressure up, your sugar up, your heart pressure up. So you keep eating what God said don't eat, and you're going to incur real problems. Ask any doctor. The doctor is waiting on you once you get through eating that meat. When your head start hurting, you got to go to a drugstore to get you some aspirin to stop that head from hurting. Huh? Yeah, because you eat all. You love stuff that God says don't love. And because of that, he punished you. So we're here tonight, and we thank you for being here with us. And we pray that you bring someone back. That's what we are scheduling, trying to do, get more people to come on. People are afraid, and they'll cower away from the truth. And the only thing we can do is fight. We have no more power than that. That's only power that Prophet Muhammad, may God be, he can only fight you the truth. He was told not to fret or worry over the people. Don't worry about them. And make the truth clear to them. And that is what we're trying to do. Bring this truth that Allah has blessed us with. That's as clear as we can. And we pray that it helps. We pray that what we're saying be some benefit. We got brothers, their wives are sick, that comes on this show. Their family in the hospital, and we pray for them. And we need to be praying. And we pray, talking about prayer we call dua, a prayer that we supplement. Our real scriptural prayer has been given to us by the Creator himself to let us know how to pray to the Creator. And that's why we open with Al Fatiha. And we're supposed to be closing with Al Nash. Prayer is the strongest foundation that holds the human structure up and keep the heart and the mind going in the right direction. So I'm going to look in the queue again and see if there's anyone else have something they might want to say. And we're going to let you say what you feel you need to say, because you might want to condemn everything we have to say, and we say that's okay. Nobody is perfect but God. Nobody, the only one do not make mistakes is God. Dahil,
yes.
Will you come in, please?
Why you can't
even feel there? It's off. Will you come and screen it out, please? So we ain't got much longer, but we do thank you for being here. We say may Almighty God, Allah bless you, like he's blessing us to see the world we live in is from what's God have done, God done. Because whatever you see come out of a mind, whether it be square, rectangle, round, it comes from the Creator himself. And man don't get no thanks for that. God is the one, the only one get thanks for what we have. God get that thanks. Huh? All credit and all praise is due to God. And so I see no one else has indicated they want to say anything. Alhamdulillah. So let me bring Brother Ibrahim up back, our imam, for this message of concern. Broad Talk Radio Station, and bring him back up. Let him say what else he want to say, and maybe he's taking up the time to close out. Brother Ibrahim Abdullah.
Yes, sir.
Assalamu alaikum. Well, you got it, my brother.
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah. Only by when it specified nothing deserves to worship except Allah alone. We have no associates, no partners. And I think it is very clear when the people even hear us how we open up. We don't do anything without God's presence. We open up in his name. And he said, worship him. When we open up, we'll worship him then. In what? Spirit and truth. So we open it back when it testified to that. That nothing is deserving of worship but him. And all that we can worship
that he told us to worship him is in faith and truth and spirit. So we're not going against what he said. We're doing exactly what he's telling us to do. Why is that so hard? And then we say we're going to bear witness to testify that all the prophets, from Adam down to Jesus and Muhammad, they all had the same message because they was all of one brotherhood. If you check all the prophets' message, the message was the same. That God only came and sent a prophet or message to a people when the people had went so far off track. So God sent someone to guide them back to the right path. And every prophet that came on the scene, when he started letting the people know who the real Lord was, then he told them what? He started telling them the things to eat and the things not to eat. Those things to eat and things not to eat is the thing that God said to him to tell you. Same thing with truth. We tell you to eat this truth, we don't eat that. Falsehood. Eat this truth, leave that falsehood alone, because that's not going to help you. Only thing the falsehood is going to do is going to make you so false that you're going to think that you're idle. You won't be able to pull yourself away from something that's going to nail you to the wall. And you done to yourself by rejecting what God is telling you to do. And I know we have made it very plain from the Bible and from the Quran what God has told the people to do. Worship no engraved images of me. He said, make no engraved images of him from the heaven above and the earth beneath. He said, don't do that. So ask yourself the question, why is it being done? And why, not only why is it being done, but why is so much force behind the lie to keep you accepting it? When it's so very simple to deny it. But like I say, when Satan first come to you, the first thing he takes from you is your innocence. Once he takes the innocence away from you, or what's right and what's wrong, or what's right, then he got you. Because he know you don't have no more strength then. When you let that go, you don't have no strength. It's just like when you come in the world and you get to puberty and your nature started to boiling, God sends you a message. Hold up. Don't approach that girl. Don't approach that boy. Hold up. You know, restrain yourself. But this society tell you, go ahead, it's all right. You know, you got plenty of time to live to straighten that wrong out. Who told them that? Only God can tell you that, how much time you got and how much time you don't have. So you are gambling. You're gambling with your life to make you think you can keep on doing wrong because Satan told you to be wrong, and oh, I got enough time tomorrow to make it up. I can go to church on Sunday, just one day, giving people hell for 6 days, robbing and raping and all that, and God will forgive me. You got it backwards. I want to put another word with that. I'm going to leave red that up. You have it backwards. All the things that we have told you that God said from your book and from ours, it is not too hard to see the truth if you want to see it. Because there's going to come a time where you're going to wish you had a light where you can see. If God took your eyesight from you, what today, what you be doing? For the next few months or years, you'd be so pitiful. And looking, and then people start to neglect you. All the ones you thought that were your friends and associates don't hardly come by or call you anymore. Or when they do come by, try to find out you got any money, they ask you to borrow 50, and they bring back 50. You give them 100, huh? And you think you don't give them 50 or 5, you don't give them 100, and you don't even know it. And they're not friendly enough to tell you, this is wrong, brother. I asked for this. Give me this red you got in your hand and put this back in your wallet. These are the things that can happen to you, and then you really be calling on God then. Yeah, you really want to know why you lost your eyesight, why you can't talk no more. You're something locked in your throat. You can't talk no more. Your hands get all crippled. You can't write nothing down or tell somebody what's wrong with you. And then you can't hear nothing they're saying. God can take all that from you. All those faculties he can take from you. And we will not bet you, if he took those things from you, you will fall in the floor like a child, begging just to be able to see or hear or talk or speak. See, you're not looking at this thing right, because these things can happen to you. They can happen to you. We're just trying to tell you to lift yourself up and stop denying the truth. Stop denying yourself a better life than what you got now. All the money you got, God can put you in a position where you lose all that. Lose your house, car, wife, husband, children, everything. He'll make you feel so alone, you'll wish you would have listened to him. You wish you would have prayed to him properly. You wish you would have listened to what the people were telling you on the radio show, what the scriptures say. That's all we're trying to do is lead you back. As I said many times, our only way out today, people, is that you got to go back to the scripture. We got to go back to that what God sent to us in order to survive. When you go back to the scripture, you read it, you ask God for understanding, and then you put it in your actions and you live it. That's what we mean when we say you got to go back to scripture. See, you had left scripture alone, but Satan gave you another scripture. All the things that God said don't do, Satan gave you scripture, said you can do it, it's all right. But you know what? You're going to be the one suffering for just ignoring God. You don't never need to something go wrong. And the first thing come out of my mouth, oh, Lord, oh, God, please. But long as you're all right, got a little money, so a little house, a little roof on your head, you don't even think about God. But I bet you think about Satan. No, I don't. Yes, you do. Wait till Friday to come. What club are we going to? Because we'll have a good time on songs. You know, they always have a good time over there. You just forgot about God right there. Right there. To show you how easy it is to trick you. Mm-hmm. You go so many days so long, you don't even know what your children are doing. You don't even know if the child had ate. Are they being able to wash themselves, clean themselves? Food's in the house. The house is clean. You don't even know because you've been out partying. God didn't tell you to do that. When you start having children, you have an obligation to them. I don't care how old you were when you had that first child, your life ceased, and the child life is at hand now. Your life stopped. It's about that child now that God had placed you in authority over. And it's not your child. It's just a gift to you. God had made us a what? A guardian to God over the life that you bring in the world. To prepare that life to receive God. Not to receive the devil, but to receive God. Giving him the praise and the glory. And we say all praises is due to Allah. We're not seeking any glory, praises, honor. All we want is to be able to do the work. We ask Allah just to give us a strength, Allah, to be able to wake up the next morning and call on you first before we start our daily routine, being able to keep our limbs strong, taking vitamins, keep our arms strong, our mind strong, keep our mind on you, Allah, to help us continue this mission that you have set us on. That's all we want to do. We ain't have a damn check. And in doing this work, we say, well, you know, Friday come, we're going to get paid. No. No, you got paid when Allah allowed you to wake up the next morning. You got paid then. And if God allowed you to rise up the next morning, you shouldn't have no excuse in your life. You should let all the excuses of life go. To allow you to wake up the next morning, do you know how great that is to wake up again? And to breathe his air, to look outside and see the beautiful creation, the sun shining, birds singing. You know how good that is? How that make you feel? That's what you want to do. That's what you want in your life, to be able to get up again, wake up again. And you always think, how many of those weren't allowed to wake up this morning? You think about that. How many didn't wake up this morning? And you do not want to go to your grave with all that wrong and blood on your hand.
clean yourself up, string your life out, help your children. I'm going to pause right here because we are winding down in time to bring my brother back on. I can close up, but I want to bring my brother Akbar back on and let him have a few words, and then when he asks me to close out, I will close out. But that's what you have to do, sisters. Especially I say sisters because you're over the precious life to come in the world, the backbone to maintain things for you, to be able to work and get money to help you maintain the household and the children correctly. And the children give you the problem, all you have to do is turn them over to us. But we need you too. We want you to come on this show and bring ideas to us. Come on, tell you, brother, you're all right. Sister, you're all right. That's how I want to get my life. We ask you to come on. As my brother said, you can have a say-so. Just be respectful. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, they got salam. But they say, tell my dang bitch, you're not fucking off. Thank you, brother Ibrahim. You come on back and close out for us. And I like to say what he had to say. And the picture long while back, years ago, when mothers was at home, staying at home, the men were getting out working. Then that mother was there to get that baby or that son and daughter off the bus, make sure that son and daughter came home and started doing his homework and not looking at the TV, but doing his homework, doing chores. And may have to watch this, may have to cut the grass. They had chores to do. More respectable, more responsible. That day, Satan had removed that day. You go to the bus stop, you see the children getting off the bus. There's no parent there to receive that child. And listen down in the Caucasian, what that does to the child. Child get off the bus looking like a prostitute, the girl. The boys get off looking like hooligans with their pants hanging down. If they dress like a criminal, if they dress like a prostitute, they're going to act like one. They're going to carry it. They're going to resemble one. They're going to act out what they dress like. So we have a job to do. We have to reverse this. And only the good people of this world is going to stand up and reverse that. Yeah, you go to any bus stop and watch the children get off the bus. Change them. Disrespectful, cussing, hitting each other, calling each other bad names. I know they did it when we were coming up. But we supposed to be in a better situation now, and that should be happening. We should have more home training than we have, but we had more home training then than we have now. And it affects the behavior of the children. Don't take my word for it. Do your own. Go and check it out for yourself. The most precious thing that any human family can have in their possession and manage is their children. Yeah, we got to have food, shelter, and clothes. But what good is the food, shelter, and clothes if there's no children to carry on the human work, the human example? If there's no if no one teaches the children the right way. Huh? I remember a time that the women used to breastfeed the baby. The breasts were known to breastfeed the baby. Who took that away from them? Who moved that away from the female? Now her breast is something to lead men's expectation. Who did that? The one, the friend. The one, somebody that loved God. The one with somebody that loved the human family. So we can overcome this. And Dr. King has sung many times, we shall overcome. If we ain't coming back to one God and obeying God in spirit and truth, we ain't going to overcome nothing. We're only going to be the big loser. So let me bring my brother up to bring him back to close out.
and I thank him. I thank all of you who was on tonight. May Allah continue to bless us all, and let's stay the course. See, ma'am, said. Back to you, Brother Ibrahim.
Yes, sir.
Will you please thank you.
As-salamu alaykum. I seek refuge in Allah from Satan that reject it. I seek refuge in Allah from that which causes man or woman to forget our Lord. Surely I turn myself to you, O Allah, trying to be upright to you who originated the heavens and the earth, and I'm not of the polytheists. Surely my prayers, my sacrifice, my life, and my death are all for you, Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. No associate have you, and this am I commanded, and I am of those who submit. Allah, let not our hearts deviate from that which you have brought us to. I seek protection from Allah, and I do repent to him. Amen. All right.
Amen. Allah Akbar.
Allah Akbar. Yes, sir. Allah Akbar. You know, I let me say this, Akbar, when you had brought that up. So I want to say it. When my brother called me, asking without coming on tonight, asking what I was doing, I was in the kitchen cleaning my wife's oven. That's what we're supposed to do as men.
I'm dead loud. And I also ask you to get over and clean my ass.
Yeah, I could be cleaning for you, brothers. So I'm going to be humble. I will. I want all the blessings I can get. Yes, sir. Just give me some newspaper, some cold water and a rag, and get out of my way.
Okay. As-salamu alaykum, brothers.
Wa alaykum as-salamu wa rahmatullah.
I need everything, everything you need in me. I always keep it inside. You're a godly person, I know. There's anything on you that can be. It just doesn't feel right. If I didn't have you by my side, you were there for me to love and care for me. Those times were great. Never had a time, you were always there to comfort me. To know I love to be what you have been to me. You will always be, you will always be the girl in my life for all time. Mama, 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 I love you, mama. Mama, you're the queen of my heart. Your love is my gift from your star. Mama, just like you to know. Your name is like food, my soul. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
We're all the mothers. We Allah. The chip bless all of you. Thank you, Mother. May Allah be good to all of you. As-salamu alaykum.
You definitely have always been a love to me. Even when I was there, you showed me a love from my heart.